Every November, we have the seminary benefit dinner in Portland, and the seminarians usually sing, there's a choir, and we rehearse. And at the last rehearsal usually is after the choir practice, one of the professors would teach us how to use utensils from the salad fork to the dessert, and how to use napkins properly. Well, in today's gospel, it seems that Jesus is writing for one of these advice columns for etiquette for host and guest, how guest and host should behave at the dinner party. As we heard, he starts by critiquing the guests who come to this wedding banquet. He said, don't take the best seat in the house. Rather, take the seat of least honor. And maybe today that might translate, especially during Thanksgiving dinner. Don't sit next to the turkey. Sit next to the low-canned cranberry sauce, something. And he also tells the guest, after he's done lecturing the guest, Jesus turned to the host, explaining that it is well and good to invite your friends, your family to the party, but what about inviting those no one else wants to be around? What about inviting those who cannot repay you? Now, writ large, or the theme for the readings this Sunday, is humility. The guest should be humble and sit in the lower seat so that they could be invited to a higher seat. And hosts should be humble and invite those who cannot repay them, realizing that their real reward is in heaven. You know, if we think about it, though, everything that Jesus suggested has at least the potential to foster fake humility. After all, what's from stopping all the guests from fighting over who gets the lowest seat? What's from stopping Uncle Ben and Aunt Sally from fighting over who gets to sit next to the cranberry sauce to prove that they are the most humble? Isn't that false humility? And worse, what happens when the motivation of the host to invite the poor, the crippled, isn't simply because it's the right thing to do, but because he or she will be rewarded by God for it, that there's a reward? That is not genuine humility. A truly humble person doesn't bicker or squabble over who is the humblest. The humble person will not say, I am the most humble or the humblest, so I will do this. Now, there is a danger, though, to separate Jesus' words from their cultural context. Jesus, who comes from a culture heavily based upon social codes and this system of honor and shame, Jesus is himself the worst guest. No. What kind of guest would go to a party and said criticize, you should not do this, you should not do that, right? But he was pointing to them. He was pointing to all those present that a deeper realization that the table, this gathering, is a place for everyone. Or rather, that the kingdom of God, the banquet in the kingdom of God, is a gathering for everyone. That everyone is invited, including those who are not invited. The poor, the lame, the blind, the crippled. So today, yes, the theme of humility is present. Yet if we simply preach about the need to be humble, we do a disservice to the message of Christ. Because we are not asked to be humble out of personal gain. Humility, brothers and sisters, is done for others. Humility is always for others. it mirrors, that's why Christ is asking us to be humble, because it mirrors the humility that Christ himself has shown to all humanity. If you remember Philippians 2, he emptied himself, took the form of a slave. Then moving on, he humbled himself, obedient unto death, even death on a cross. That is the kind of humility that Christ is asking us to be. And that to be humble, we make room. We make more room at the table for others, recognizing that all deserve to be at the table and no one deserves to be there more than the other. Humility is done for others because humility opens the door for others to be invited in the table of the kingdom. We are all invited, and pride restricts that. That's the opposite of humility. We are all invited to the table. In fact, as the author of Hebrews points out in our second reading, we are all invited to approach Mount Zion. We are called to approach the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, this festal gathering. The poor, the widows, the orphaned are invited to approach. The outcast, the downcast are invited to approach. Those who feel do not belong are invited to approach. In short, everyone. We are all guests called to be humble, to make room for one another. And perhaps that is something we can reflect on today. Who are we not making room at this table? Who are we not making room for at this table today? Who we know wasn't invited, we know who wasn't invited in Jesus' time, the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. But who aren't we making room for at this table? Those that we maybe closed our hearts, perhaps the poor, perhaps the person in the wherever row, the next pew that we have a row with, perhaps the immigrant, perhaps those whose lifestyles differ from us. My friends, we cannot approach this table and leave others behind. And the invitation from our God is to take others with us. And to start, and to do that is, and the fundamental step to do that is to be humble and empty ourselves so that we can make more room for others to be at the table with us. And that is the greatest reward there is, to be dining at the table in the heavenly meal with our Lord Jesus Christ.